going on? Catch us on Wild and Mofo, Real Dumb Shit, and Redactor Shunt for the Twitter. On YouTube and on Facebook, it's Official Wild On. Instagram is Wild On Official, and Mixcloud is Wild On RDS for all that dumb shit.
What's going on, peeps? It's your boy Shunt, and I'm here with my boy Redacted, and this is Real Dumb Shit. Currently on the top of sort of like the headlines, so we're just going to run them down. You know, you've got the James Cameron dissing Marvel, you've got a Venom trailer, Comcast trying to buy out Sky, Fahrenheit 451, a little bit about an old school film. So, starting off top of the program, boom, bang, boom. James Cameron has beef with Marvel. What is his avatar problem, bro? No, but I mean, on the real, like, what's his problem, bro? He spent the most money ever on a film, and he has the audacity to diss friggin' superhero films. Like, if anything, like, he started it off, like with the Terminators, the Aliens, and all that stuff. You know, he done all these films. Now these people are coming out with these better versions of his films. Because pretty much every film's the same. We'll cover that later. But, you know, Save the Cat, Say Nizzy, innit? Every film has its sort of, like, same sort of thing. But with him, it's like the whole beef is the fact that they're getting money now and he ain't earning no money despite spending the most amount of money making a film. Like, was it the two sequels or something like that?
The two Avatar
sequels. But the second one hasn't come out. The third one hasn't come out. What's going on?
Oh, no, he's filming them back to back.
He's been filming them, brother. He's still, like, from what I remember, it was, like, from the beginning of, what is it? Like, 2010? He was meant to be filming it? Because Avatar came out, what, in 2007 or something?
Yeah, I think it's meant to be next year.
All right, we'll see. Anyway, so, oh yeah, the new Venom trailer, awesome to some people. Some people think that, you know, it's a complete waste of time because it's not going to be part of the main Marvel universe, apparently. but, meh, what do you think? You're not feeling it?
Nah.
Well, I mean, casting-wise, Tom Hardy, yes. But young Tom Hardy, like Eddie Brock can't be that rascal old, bro. He can't.
I feel like he's doing a weird voice in it.
Yeah, he's always doing a weird voice. That's another thing. Like, I appreciate him being a voice actor and an actor as such, but, you know, like, these voices, they're way too peculiar. Like, they give me nightmares, brother. Even that one in Taboo. Have you ever seen Taboo?
No, I haven't seen that yet.
Yeah, I mean, Tom Hardy's about it. I mean, Bronson and all that stuff, like, serious actor.
Yeah, he can act, but I just feel like he just chose a weird voice for this character.
Mind you, I reckon he probably had like four or five versions of that same like character. He'd probably doing it like, you know, on set, whatever.
Probably, but still, I feel like this is the wrong choice.
Yeah.
To me, it sounds a little bit weird. Like, it doesn't fit. It doesn't fit my version of Eddie Brock.
Okay.
But even if I take that out of it, I don't think it fits the look of the character. Like,
okay, so what sort of voice would you imagine Eddie Brock having? Because... was it that guy from the 70s show? I don't think he compared any better, but it's like...
a normal voice, not putting on a weird voice. Just like the kind of voice from the actor that they would choose to do it.
I think...
Not the kind of voice that someone else would have. Just, the voice didn't fit him. It was the worst thing.
Yeah, it was. But to be fair, I think one of the main things that made me laugh about the whole trailer... is the fact that they actually showed the mask. Like, before it was like they didn't show the mask and it's meant to be a Venom film. It's like, where's Venom?
Oh, I think that was because the VFX weren't done. So they wanted to put something out for people to see, but they just, like, they didn't think the effects weren't ready yet, so they put out a trailer without that. The
see, this is why I feel that it's really unfair, because you see Deadpool 2, like, their first trailer was like that, and it's like, oh, we haven't done anything, whatevs, and he's doing all the ping, ping, bang, bang, bing, boom, and all that stuff, and it's one thing about Deadpool is that he can do that, which I think is amazing, because you don't have to wait on the VFX theme, whatever, you can just do stuff that's random and cool, you know what I mean? Like, you can make it into a sort of system.
It is what it is. Like, they need the visual effects, because otherwise they're going to say what you said, like, where's, like, why can't you see the face, or why can't you see the mask, or whatever. But I think they still look unfinished to me.
I don't know. So, what do you reckon about this whole Comcast trying to buy Sky? Do you reckon that's just, like, spiteful manoeuvring, or...?
Definitely. Like, they want to fuck up Fox's plans.
Well, definitely. I mean, it depends,
they
like...
They want to fuck up Fox's plans. Fox is going to end up selling their piece to Marvel and to Disney, and then, they're not going to get to buy Sky because Comcast is going to buy it.
I reckon Comcast are trying to do it to stop Disney from getting the full-blown cake. I reckon it's not so much a bitterness thing towards... how can I pull it? It's not a bitterness thing towards Fox, if that makes sense. I think their main competitor in America is, what, Disney? So they're trying to divert the attention from Fox to buy Comcast in order to, you know, secure Sky or whatever. But they can't do that if they haven't got the buying power.
I don't think it's going to affect, Disney. Like, if Comcast buys Sky, that doesn't hurt Disney. Like, it doesn't, because either will be before the deal goes through and Fox can pull out, or it's going to be after and they've got their piece of Fox and Fox will be left with hardly anything. Like, they won't be able to go forward, then they won't be able to go back. Like, they'll just be left with what they're left with.
I don't know. I mean, but yeah. Like, for me, like, the whole... the Holy Trinity of Marvel, basically, that's what I call it. The pieces that are on Marvel, and the pieces that are with, Fox, and the pieces that are with Sony. You know, it gets to that point now where you've got these three pieces, and we can't get a cohesive universe. Whereas DC have every single opportunity to do bits within their universe. I mean, Warner Brothers owns the whole of DC. And yet, still... it's the worst universe next to The Mummy. Like, I mean, The Mummy, that's one thing. Now, I'm not going to ignore it, because that is meant to be a universe film. And then you've got another one where it's meant to be encapsulating the Transformers, you're saying? It's meant to be Transformers, G.I. Joe, this new Mask film, and, I don't know, Visionaries, maybe? I mean, Visionaries would be cool, but, you know. I don't know how that would link that. That would be mad. It ain't going to be Centurions. I mean, Centurions would work.
No. I think it was like Micronauts or some shit like that.
Micronauts?
I think so.
Micromachines? I mean, what was Micronauts again? Is that like just a toy from back in the day?
Yeah, they had toys.
Mad team. But yeah, you've got that as well. So, you know, in regards to... your perfect universe, for me anyway, with the DC thing, it's just going to be a case of, like, you know, when they get it together, if they can get it together. Like, I mean, I'm going to give them, like, the perfect, you know, blueprint.
It's not like you can give them relationship advice.
Bro, it is. Because, like, you know, it's the worst thing about it is it's stuff like, the nearest thing I could imagine it to be, right, is if you're basically going over to your friend's house, and he ain't beating his kids. And his kids all over the place, right?
Yeah.
Right? And then you're like...
see what it's called.
And you're like... You feel to step in and just give him one quick cuff or something like that. So stop it, you know. It's the same relationship, I would say, with the films. So, you know, it's like... yeah. It'll be amazing if you've done a Wonder Woman film. That'll be great. But nobody wants to see her in World War One, bruv. No, trust me on this. Like, you could have her going around in an invisible plane and all that stuff. That would be great. But, you know, World War One film, not so much, right? It's not. I mean, personally, I kudos, right? Kudos for trying to be Captain America. Kudos.
That's deep. Can't say that.
Bro, she's got a shield. It's the same thing. It's the same film. You look at it like... you know, left and right, it's the same film. technically, Wonder Woman is, you know, the first Avenger, if you check it. It is literally the first Avenger.
It's different, because Captain America's World War II.
Yeah, which is the better war. Everyone knows World War II is the better war. But World War One nonsense coming up on the screen.
Man. I didn't know they were graded.
Huh?
I didn't know
they are. Graded. They are. They are. Everyone knows that World War II was a lot better than World War One.
You can't read
not that. Not. I mean, like, from a before I get, like, you know, put down on, like, you know, this sort of thing. It was before. You know,
wars don't have ratings.
Well, basically, how can I pull it? It's before the one we're probably going to have now. I don't want to jinx it. You know what I mean? But, like, in regards to, you know, World War One and World War Two, in regards to source material, there's a lot more going for World War Two because it's more passionate and more emotional than the First World War. First World War was literally, you know, stiff upper lip, run across the what is it, the green, get shot down with a machine gun. This is madness. And then the Second World War is a sort of like, you know, oh, these Germans getting a bit out of hand. What's going on? Bruv, they're getting close, yeah? Oh, bruv, there's a place there, the audacity to... Nah, bruv. You know, it's like there's peak beef. And then obviously you've got the stuff that was doing over there as well. So it was like there's a lot more going on. There's a lot more moving parts. Whereas World War One, if you were to like grade them, fair enough, like you know World War Two about World War One from source material, but yeah. Which kind of reminds me as well that there's this new thing that's coming out. Fahrenheit 457.
Yeah, I saw the trailer for that.
Yeah, so essentially it's the burning of all books and one voice of propaganda, if you're into sort of conspiracy 1984 sort of films. This would be right up your alley. It's got Michael B. White in it as well. Sorry, oh God. Was it Michael? Well, who's that? Who's that other guy? The what? The Black Dynamite? Michael J. White. Michael J. White. He's got a new film coming out as well. Yeah, it's like Black Dynamite, but in the Wild West. Hella racist, but it looks hella fun as well. So, I'm not made it up, bruv. It's oh god. Basically, it's like Black Dynamite 2, but it's set in the Wild West. I'm gonna check it up on Google now, just to, you know, clarify for the fans them at home, because this one came off the cuff. But yeah, anyway. So back to the one that I actually can speak about now. I mean, I'll speak about that one after. Basically, Fahrenheit 451 is part of one of the vast stories from Ray Bradbury. So Ray Bradbury sort of like used to have a TV show when I was younger. And when I was younger, you know, it was like the shit. That, Steven Spielberg's Amazing Stories, if you ever remember that one. And Erie, Indiana. I used to watch like all three of those sort of shows because they're all kind of similar. Like, every single show had pretty much different elements of it. So, you know, like, well, anyway, I digress. So, in regards to my trio of film things to watch on TV, Ray Bradbury used to come on Sci-Fi Channel. And, yeah, it used to be crazy because, like, it was like every single episode was different. It was a different story. But apparently he's written so many books and they were just, like, cherry-picking stories out. It weren't even, like, he only had, like, a couple. It weren't, like, basically Game of Thrones, I mean, where he only had, like, say, two books out and they're like just rinsing them. Yeah. Like from the moment they read the first one, say, yeah, give us more. It's like, I'm creating art, you know, stop rushing me. I don't care about season 5. I don't even think he's British, is he? Where is he from? Okay. I can't remember his name. I know Games of Thrones is the shit, but that's it. What is up with that, like, random initial in the name? Is that, like, what makes you official as an author?
Yeah, I think.
Is that this? That, like, J.K. Rowling. J.K. Rowling and J.R. Tolkien, or what's that? Is that one? Michael J. White. I'm joking. Now. Yeah. It's the wrong film. But yeah, in regards to that, anyway, digressing back to it all. I don't know. I reckon that Michael B. Jordan. I reckon he's making the right moves after, you know, Black Panther and all that. I mean, because now he has a big audience, like a really big audience within the US anyway, because that's where it grows the most. Like, I'm not sort of like saying that he's got a global audience, because obviously the US just does crazy numbers on Black Panther. Same with the UK and all these other sort of like English countries and all that stuff. But, you know,
still making money now.
Yeah, still making money. Still in the cinemas as of this time, even alongside Infinity War. Now, that's a payday and a half. Like, this year, I reckon Marvel has made the most money ever.
And they still got Ant-Man and the Wasp to come out.
And, yeah, it's crazy. Just crazy.
That's insane.
Spread out money. That's madness. Anyway, so.
Swimming in it. Like,
swimming. Swimming, bro. So, yeah, so the first thing I got anyway from the Fahrenheit 451 trailer, personally, is that it looks a lot like Equilibrium. Like,
it did kind of give me that vibe.
Yeah. I mean, like, it's sort of like, don't have emotions, don't think, have you had your drops, etc., etc.
Yeah.
I think Equilibrium was kind of like based on Fahrenheit 451 by the looks of things. I mean, that's the only reason why they would do.
Oh, shit, yeah, maybe.
Yeah, because it came out kind of after, was it Ray Bradbury died, sort of thing.
That makes a lot of sense. Probably, yeah.
So you got that. But yeah, Equilibrium, for me anyway, was the shit back in the day, bruv. Like, the shit is, I mean, like, for those that aren't in the know. Oh, I used to love that film. I mean, like, I love the action in that film. Don't get twisted, I'm more of an action film fan, so, you know. But in regards to sort of, I like the gun fu thing.
No, I didn't. I dislike all the bits you like.
That's crazy. That's insane. Like, I mean, Christian Bale obviously had, has had worse films.
I don't know. I think maybe I hyped up in my brain too much because I expected it to be Bale.
Yeah, I mean, it's got a lot of rewatch value. I mean, I reckon if you watch it, you watch it now, you'll be all right.
I barely got through it the first time.
Yeah, it's a lot.
I know it's like, I know a lot of people that like it, but I just, it just didn't sit right with me. Like, they've gone through, like, in principle, like, in theory, it sounds amazing, but it just wasn't.
I mean,
it wasn't that.
I'm kind of confident as well that you, like, based on just this whole Christian Bale experience, that you probably like Terminator Salvation.
Why?
Because why? It makes sense. Like, I it's know. Like you hate his worst work, or, you know, you like his worst work.
I hate his worst work.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, but it's not like you're saying that I hate his best work.
Yeah, I suppose.
Like, equally much like his best work.
Arguably.
Exactly. I'm well within my rights to dislike.
Arguably. Alright, fine. All right. I mean, I'm not happy with that.
Is, no, I hold my hands up. I know it's weird. Like, I don't come across a lot of people that don't like it.
Mm.
But almost everyone I know likes it.
Yeah, I mean, it's a kick-ass film. It's like, it's a kick-ass film, bro. I think it's after The Matrix. That's what kind of sort of like left a weird taste in people's mouths, as you were, no pun intended. Red pill, blue pill. But yeah.
Nah, I think people like it. Like, it's not. It's just me. I just don't like it.
Well, segue anyway. Terminator is meant to be getting a reboot soon. I say reboot, readjustment, redux. That's what they call it.
Nah, I think this one's a proper reboot.
Nah, but you've got Lyndall Hamilton in there. You've got Arnie. You've got.
Yeah.
So it's like a redux. I guess it's not a reboot. So I mean, it all depends on how these characters are used, anyway.
Yeah, maybe it continues from 2.
Way after 2.
No, it's after 2, but it's as if like 3 and the other ones didn't happen.
Okay.
So it's just from that point.
Casually ignoring all of that. It's fine.
Just kind of diverging.
Nice. I just keep on.
Maybe that's the only thing that makes sense.
Do you know it doesn't make sense? I mean, I love Arnie to bits, but why are they going to always send the same Terminator, bruv? It doesn't make any damn sense, bruv.
Because he knew him.
He doesn't know him, bruv.
It was weird, though, because he tried to kill him. Why would you send
him? Yeah, I mean, it's like, it's traumatic.
He's going to run.
Yeah, it doesn't make no damn sense. Anyway, you've got that. I mean, although that did sell Terminator 2. Because you're thinking, as a viewer, he's doing the right thing. He's running the fuck away, bruv.
Yeah. You can't blame him for running away. Like, a lot of times in films, you'll see someone trying to save someone and the person's running away from them because they think that they're the danger. But this, and you think those people are stupid, but this time, like, he done the right thing.
Mm-hmm.
He's supposed to run because his mom told him about them things and... Mm-hmm. Like, you just run.
Yeah, it makes sense.
So why send something that's going to make you run?
You know, that kind of reminds me of the time when we played last night. Or what was it? Last call. You know that Xbox game with the live interaction thing?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Bruv, like, if anybody's played that game anyway, or Late Shift, that's what it's called, Late Shift. If anybody's played Late Shift and you wanted to be the most realist one, like, as I was... Every single time, like, obviously, like, it's one of those games where you have to interact and then sort of, like, choose a path for your character. And it's all sort of, like, done with, like, film footage. And it's really well done to a certain degree anyway. I mean, it's a hollow story, but, you know, you're not expecting that much from a video game at times. Especially a video game like that. Although, I reckon they missed the opportunity with that game anyway. But yeah, so I was the realest one. Like every single time any form of beef happened, I was running. And the worst thing is that they scheduled this game. So like you have to go on this path that they're sending you on. Like you have to go through chapter 1, chapter 2 and all that stuff. And my utter refusal to partake in any form of plot was hilarious, bruv.
But they should have given you that option for real.
Yeah.
Like it's not, it wouldn't have taken much. Like it would just mean the game just ended. But like,
Definitely. Why not? I don't want to have a bad
night. Just for the fun of it. Let us have the option.
All right. So, speaking about the option, next section, as it were, it's just basically going to be the perfect DC film lineup. Not DC film.
Speaking of DC films.
Okay, go ahead.
I was reading something the other day, and apparently Henry Cavill wants to be the Nick Fury of like the DC universe.
No. No.
You didn't even hear him out.
No.
You even hear him out.
Superman is not Nick Fury, bro. That doesn't make a goddamn bit of sense.
No, but just in
throw sense. Water on him and throw him in the river, bro. How much sense that makes.
No, just in the sense that he'll be in everyone's films. Not like he'll be like acting like Nick Fury. He'll just be in everyone's films.
I don't see any point in Superman being in anyone's films because if Superman was about, realistically, your film would be over in 5 minutes.
That's trying to get paid.
Yeah. I mean, so he's trying to... No, what you meant is that he's trying to be Robert Downey Jr. of that universe.
Oh, I guess. Wait, I don't think they said that in the article.
That Nick Fury thing just infuriates me, bruv. Like, I ain't even joking, bruv.
There'd be no Avengers around Nick Fury.
Yeah, there would.
Nah.
I mean, fair enough, he's the common denominator, but you would have had
they never would have mixed. They never would have mixed.
Nah. Thunderbolt. You would have had Thunderbolt instead of Nick Fury. And I reckon in some senses...
Thunderbolt cannot put that team together.
Yeah, he put a better...
He couldn't even hold on to Captain America by himself.
Yeah. No. Where did Captain America's be from? If he's only had one film with the Incredible Hulk.
No, but I'm saying in theory... Like, imagine a film, where, like, there's no Nick Fury, and Thunderbolt Ross is running things, and so he's trying to...
He turned up in a film recently, didn't he?
Who?
Thunderbolt.
Yeah, he was in, Age of Ultron.
Was he?
Age of Ultron? No, he's in Civil War.
Oh, yeah, is that the end of Civil War, isn't it?
No, he's in... his the story in Civil War.
I can't remember that. All I remember is that the fight was sick, bro.
How do you not Thunderboy? You, what?
Huh?
Thunderbolt Ross.
Yeah. Yeah, he's the
Oh, whole... you mean the fight in Civil War?
That's all I can remember. Like, there's so much stuff to like but remember
the whole
in
why they were fighting was the Thunderbolt Ross. He brought the Sokovia Accords. He slapped it on the desk and he was like, "Sign the thing, or you can't be Avengers." And half of them said no. Like, that's the whole reason that they were fighting. How can you only remember the fight?
Oh shit, bro. Yeah. Yeah, I suppose. Oh, no, I think it's because it was so different from the comic book version. That's the whole entire thing. Because like the Sokovia thing, like this is the whole entire thing about the DC universe and the Marvel universe that kind of pisses me off. Is that certain characters, such as like the X-Men, play vital roles within the comics of the Avengers and vice versa. So the Avengers typical lineup used to be what Wolverine, Spider-Man. Captain America, Hulk,
as a recent incarnation.
Yeah, it's one of them. But I mean, like, you know, that was the whole thing about Avengers, is like a showreel of the best of the best.
No, but what Marvel has proven is they don't need the X-Men. Yes, it would be nice to have the X-Men. Like, I want the X-Men, but, like, they've done fine without them.
They've
done amazing without them. It's a miracle what they pulled off.
Yeah. I'll give you that.
Like, when they said that they were making an Iron Man movie, I was like, so fucking what? I didn't give a shit.
Yeah.
I didn't give a shit. I'm giving a shit now.
Yeah, it's only because when I watched it, I was like, this is all right.
Exactly. Pure shock and surprise and amazement on my face.
And then I watched Incredible Hulk, I was like, rock! Like, this is like the first time I've ever seen, you know, another character from another thing in another thing that is similar to what the character's doing before we've actually seen that person in a film. So, I mean, now it's commonplace.
Yeah.
But back then, that was just mind-blowing. You probably got the idea from Buffy. It's like a cliffhanger, isn't it? So, just writing a character. Well, you can't do that with films. Why not? You don't put cliffhangers in films. No one does it. Okay, I'm going to do it. Why don't we just have a simple sequel where we have them shaking hands and walking off into the sunset? But why would people watch the second one? I don't know, because they will have the same experience again. But with different people and a different time. Same, but different.